FM on the station app and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
The head of eThekwini's Integrity and Investigations Unit says over 100 fraud and corruption investigations were finalized between July and September last year. Jimmy Nombo spoke at an anti-fraud and corruption seminar held by the city at the Durban ICC yesterday. The seminar was held to highlight the progress made in addressing a backlog of disciplinary cases of implicated employees. Newswatch's Qinukutle Malinga has more.
Nobo says in the first quarter of their 2024-2025 financial year, 53 infrastructure theft cases were also completed. Over 140 service delivery complaints were resolved. During this period, four entities and their directors were blacklisted and prevented from doing business with the city. Nobo says the city currently has 26 active cases with law enforcement agencies. He says 51 employees implicated in fraudulent activities have been dismissed, while 90 employees resigned while investigations were in progress. Qinukutle Malinga, East Coast Radio Newswatch.
The KZN Education Department says the matric pupil allegedly involved in a stabbing incident outside a Durban high school has risked finishing his final exams. The grade 12 pupil was arrested on Wednesday after he allegedly stabbed and robbed a 15-year-old learner in Mirbank. The teen, who was rushed to hospital, has since been discharged. They both attend Ganges Secondary School. The department's Muzi Mahlambi says the suspect must now face the consequences.
That's the first thing that he should have thought of the examination, that he's right. One, he is a learner. Two, he's not supposed to carry a knife to school. Three, that he's writing examination. So since he has committed crime, he must face the music.
And abroad, former Harrods employees claim Mohammed Al-Fayed's brother Salah also abused women. A survivors group says it has credible evidence suggesting the sexual misconduct allegedly perpetrated at the department store and the billionaire's properties was not limited to Mohammed. More than 420 people have come forward so far. Bruce Drummond is representing the alleged victims and says he's grateful another abuser has been unmasked.
We really didn't anticipate there being such a voluminous amount of inquiries from so many ladies.
That clip courtesy of Sky News. Your top story this hour. The head of eThekwini's Integrity and Investigations Unit says over 100 fraud and corruption investigations were finalized between July and September last year. For the Newswatch team, I'm Nushera Sudhyal.